A portal is a gold shipping container equipped with audiovisual technology. When you step inside, you're face-to-face with someone in a different part of the world. Portals is also a network of all of these containers where people can step inside, create, collaborate, or debate with someone that they wouldn't meet otherwise. We see it as a global community center.
And where did the idea for this come from?
My colleague Amar Bakshi thought about this idea when he was backpacking as a journalist. He really liked those moments when you were alone with a stranger, they didn't know who you were, and you didn't know who they were, and you had just that unique moment to talk to them and get to know them. He wanted to sort of create these experiences for people who, you know, didn't have the opportunity to travel. We used to be journalists together. He told me about this idea and I was blown away. I also, as I said, was a journalist and was writing predominantly on Iran, and I felt like the narratives were somewhat limited. I wanted to write more about culture and the environment and different topics, and I thought this would be a nice way to allow people to understand actually both places better in a bi-directional way. When I would visit Iran, they would ask me all of these questions about what life was like, and the same was true when I would come back home to the United States. So I thought that this was a way where people could create their own meaning. They had 20 minutes with a complete stranger from a really distant place that they couldn't travel to easily, and this allowed them that moment to be free and uncensored and ask all the questions that they wanted of each other.
So is every portal connected to every other portal, and how does it work? How do you pick who you're talking to at that moment?
We create a schedule. It's a kind of a nightmare to schedule across all these time differences, but every portal connects to one another. So right now, actually this past weekend, artists in Kigali, where we have a portal, connected with artists in Esfahan, Iran, and they had an exchange and discussed their artwork. They brought in paintings, their respective work, and discussed their work together. So it's not just a portal where we connect the United States to the world. Countries all across the world, cities all across the world connect to each other. And we've also most recently started domestic portals pairings, so pairings within the same city, or sorry, within the same country. Right now we've connected Newark and Milwaukee, both cities that are heavily policed and have high incarceration rates. We are facilitating discussions and conversations around the topic of criminal justice, and researchers at Yale and Rutgers University are going to analyze these conversations and see what people say in this new platform. So we hope to do more of that around specific topics.
I'm assuming that you've used it several times. What have your experiences in the portal been like?
I've witnessed family members meet each other for the first time, and we had an Iranian-American dancer who had never met his family in Iran, and they didn't even know he was a dancer. He went inside and performed for them for the first time. So to see his dance, to see him walk out in tears was, you know, I saw the power of the portal. I've also witnessed some interesting sort of mundane conversations turn into something deeper. For example, this one young woman in New York asked this woman in Tehran, "What would make today a good day for you?" which is the prompt that we often give people to launch the conversations. And she said, "Well, if it rained." The girl in New York said, "Why? It's normally not a good thing if it rains." And she replied and said, "Well, there's a lot of pollution in Tehran, so it gives us a bit of respite." And it went into this whole topic on the environment and really poor air quality that exists in Iran, all from this simple question. So I think that's really the power of the portals. It provides this safe space for people to ask whatever they want. We also had people that worked in the Department of Defense, or in, we had a drone pilot who had flew flights over Afghanistan. He went and spoke to someone from there for the first time. So I think that was really moving to see him come out kind of shaken.
What do you think the benefit is of having it be a full body, like versus a phone call or something like that?
You know, when you have a typical voice, you know, computer voice conversation, you only see their heads. People are also distracted. You know, it's very easy to switch over to another tab, or you look at yourself. Here, you're face to face with someone. You can see how they shift. You know, there's a lot of studies that have been done that say a lot of communication comes through your body, and we get that. One thing we've been able to do inside of the portal is that we facilitate dances. You know, there's collaborative dances that take place. We had, you know, a rapper in Afghanistan. He performed, and students in the University of Maryland interpreted that dance. Same thing happened in Iran and Miami. We were only able to do that and show the totality of their body because of the portal.
So why is it gold?
The reason it's gold is because my colleague Amar has a myriad of reasons, but the simplest way to describe it is that we took something mundane, a conversation with a stranger, and made it special. We've done the same thing with a container. We've taken a shipping container, painted it gold, and now it's turned into this box of, I hope, special memories for people.
What are the future plans, hopes for the portal system?
We hope to have portals all across the world. We want it to be really easy for people to connect. So say you wanted to speak with a journalist in Mexico City, we could do that easily and really make it sustainable. We have a lot of demand. There's probably people in about 30, 40 different countries that want portals, and we want to provide that to them in a sustainable way. So we really want to create this global community center where someone easily on their way to work, on their way to school, can step inside and meet a stranger.